Good evening, young people, teenagers, young adults, adults. Today my message will be on my older years versus my younger years will be prosperous, declared my grandmother on her deathbed when I was younger. Today is December the 1st. 2019. My scripture will come from Luke 15, 1 through 6, starting out. It says, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of ye, having 100 sheep, if he lose one to them, does he leave the 99 and in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he layeth it unto his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home to call it together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." Okay, like the story says that he has 100 sheep and one is lost. And the one who has strayed from the body. And where you have found them on your shoulder. When you have found the one, you put it on your shoulder. That means what comes from the past, but reject in the future. Okay, what comes to past that is rejected in the future? That means that we may have not began wisely or prosperously, but in our future, there is more advancement and more opportunities when you seek the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength and give him your life. I mean, he brings up things that will prosper you and give you projects in your future. And the projects is all based on a present tense. That means whatever God gives you, he gives it to you presently, but yet it is expanded to your future. Now, when I was younger, I mean, a lot of my years I have wasted because I was on drugs, and I didn't enjoy my young life, but let me tell you, do not waste your life. Let every day count, but it must count in the Lord. You living the right life in the Lord. Don't start doing what is right, and then at the end, you do what is wrong. That is not good. Okay, now I'm going to the 11th verse. And the 11th verse said, "And he said, A certain man had two sons. And the father gave him the portion of good that falleth to me, and he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and he wasted his substance with rottenness living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to the citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine." Swines is pigs. "And he would fill his belly with the hoof that the swine ate, and no man gave unto him." So For that he fed to the pigs. He did that, which we, you know, back in my days, they used to call it slop. You know, slop. Pigs eat slop. They eat it. Any kind of junk you throw out there to them. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's house have had enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy high servants. And when he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against thee and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. And the son said unto his father, Father, I have sinned against thee in thy sight. And the father said unto his servant, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fattest calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Listen, this is an awesome story. An awesome story because, for one thing, there's a sunset. Oh man, give me what you owe me, Father. Let me go and do my thing, you know. I want to do what I need to do for me. So he went off to a foreign country. And you know, when you're in sin, when you got a lot of money, you try to buy everybody you can think of, buy their friendship, buy their kindness, because, you know, you like people around you, you know. But wait till you get broke. Oh, boy, those people you think is your friend will leave you high and dry. And you will be all alone. And that's what happened to this young man. He was left all alone. And yet, he got hungry. There was famine in the land. Famine, that means shortage of food in the land. He was hungry. He was starving. And who can he go to? He thought he can go to his friend. He went to one friend. Nope. Mm-mm. I ain't got nothing for you, brother. And to another, oh, no, I ain't got nothing for you, brother. So, hey, he went to a person that had a field. He got, and you know what he did? My friend say, hey, this guy say, go work in the field. And gain money for you to eat. He got all his inheritance, spent it all on people for whom he was trying to please and who thought was his friends. In the worldly issues of spiritual issues, you do take a journey. It depends on what journey you take. If you take a worldly and negative journey, you won't get negative responses. But when the Lord sends you on a journey for Him, oh my God, He opened up the windows of heaven and poured you out a blessing. And I thank God for me being on this journey, because God is getting ready to open up the heaven and pour me out a blessing. And you know, I'm a type of person, I don't like the blessing all for myself. I like to bless people who are lost, who can't find their way, who think their life is ended, who think nobody cares about them, who think nobody thinks about them. Because I've been there and I've done that. And that's why my life was wasted for so many years, trying to find people that they would please, that I can please and they would please me. But it's not the pleasure in people, it's the pleasures in God. But which journey would you choose? There is battles and situations that will come up. you must be able to use the right weapons. Because our weapons is not carnal. It's not mighty, but it's mighty in putting our strongholds, and it's spiritual. You know, take a journey with the Lord, because he will give you the right weapon. Because in the flesh, you forget who you are and who you belong to. You forget about God. But when you're in the spirit, God protects you. He gives you the right weapons to fight with. Because we fight with the word of God. Because in God, we live and move and have our beings. And there is nothing for us in the world, but it's everything for us, because when we get Christ in our life, we get eternal life, which is life everlasting. My next scripture is 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 6, and it says, "And did all drink the same spiritual drink?" But no, that's the 1 Corinthians 7, 2 Corinthians 9. Corinthians 10 and 1 through 6, and it says, "But I, Paul, myself beseech you by the mercies of God, the gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with the confidence." "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience to Christ, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Okay, when we are in Christ, we are obedient to the word, and the word is life and light to us. But our light will shine even in the midst of darkness, you know. You don't have to prove yourself. You don't have to prove nothing to anybody. All you have to do is live and surrender your life to Christ. The more you surrender your life to Christ, the more he'll let others see that light and be drawn to that light, that they may worship him in spirit and in truth. So choose your journey and choose it wisely. Choose the right journey with the Lord, not without him, because we can't do nothing without him, but we can do all things in him. Love you. This is the boy, the honeybee. Love you. Bye.